Hello and welcome to episode 5 of our Trainee Times podcast series. I'm David Pritchard, Head of Marketing at Sintons, along with my co-host Leah Grimwell, who is a fifth year solicitor apprentice.
Hello.
We're also delighted to be joined today by Amy Carlton, who is a first year trainee solicitor. And I've built Amy up massively in the most recent podcast, saying what an interesting and varied story she's got. So Amy, no pressure. You can't in any way let us down with this. And Leah, I missed you with episode 4.
Oh, I've had FOMO.
Yeah.
I'm very upset. I've missed the last 2 episodes.
Well, it's actually, she's had tonsillitis, haven't you?
I have had tonsillitis.
It's a very, very valid reason, but because we haven't necessarily, even though we want you to listen to these in order, we haven't necessarily recorded all of them in order just because of people's availability. So Leah's actually not in episode 7.
Oh, am I not?
You're not. Oh. And she's not in episode 4 either, but she's back now.
I'm back.
Healthier.
Yeah, healthier.
And ready to push on with episode 5 and the rest of them. So to episode 5 then, as I said, joined again by Leah and Amy. Hello to both of you. Are you both okay?
Hello.
Yeah, not too bad.
Good, good. And as I've said, Amy, we've built you up massively here as basically the most interesting trainee solicitor that's ever lived, really.
There's
absolutely no pressure there, and obviously you just can't let us down. So with I'm joking. So with that said, we're going to follow pretty much the order of things that we've been following the last 4 podcasts. We're going to talk to Amy about her and her route into law and her route into Sintons. We are going to talk a little bit about the graduate recruitment and solicitor apprentice recruitment, which is now open. We've been in each of the podcasts been looking at an area kind of the recruitment process. Today we're going to talk about our clients. Just top tip really here, if you aren't listening to these in chronological order, you probably should, because it will make a lot more sense. Even though we're not necessarily recording them in order, it's great for you if you can actually listen to them in order, because one kind of does follow on from the other. We're going to find out a little bit about Amy outside of work, and then we will have the all-important left field question. So Amy, straight over to you, tell us a little bit about you.
Oh no, you big me up too much. I feel like you're gonna be disappointed.
You're gonna be disappointed, Amy. She does have a good story.
She's got some decent notes there though. I've noticed.
I do.
Amy's come very well prepared, which I think
very well written.
Just shows that she is
a professional.
Yeah,
there's lots of dates flying around, so I don't want to get my years mixed up.
Oh wow, she's doing dates.
We've got a chronology.
Fantastic.
What would you like to know?
Well, tell us a little bit about you and how you came to be in Sintons the first time. Let's have a little bit about your career history and how you came to join us.
So I went to Northumbria University. I did the M-Law route, which I think some other trainees have done as well. So basically it just means that the LPC, which you had to do in my day, was integrated into the 3-year degree programme. So it was a 4-year programme and you came out with the LPC included, but it was like a master's level programme. So graduated 2015, basically didn't like law anymore, needed a break. So I took some time out, went travelling.
Is that right? You'd actually fell out of love with it at that point?
Yeah, well, I don't know what everyone else is saying. Maybe it's just me, but I found the 4 years really intense.
Okay.
And 4 years is a long time to be dedicated to something and be involved so much in it. So I just needed a break from it, to be honest.
Because
I didn't have a break from going from sixth form to university either. So if you're thinking, I mean, I can't do the maths, but that's what, 13 years, well, probably more than that, of education. And I just needed some time out.
It's quite interesting. Charlotte said the same thing in episode 4, to get my episodes right, in episode 4, and we were just talking about the vision, the values and the firm benefits, and one of the benefits being the month you can take
your qualification leave.
Thank you, Leah.
I think that's brilliant, because as Amy says, 4 years is really intense. So the solicitor apprenticeship was 6 years.
6 years, yes.
Yeah,
of course.
That is, you know, it's something that you've got to really dedicate and commit yourself to. So it'll be nice after the 6 years to have that chance to have that qualification leave.
Do you think you'll take that?
Yeah, definitely, because I never did kind of any travelling, or after I kind of left school and when I dropped out of university, but we'll just move on quickly from that. So yeah, I think when I qualify, it'll be nice to have a month where I can maybe go and see some of the places that I wanted to see.
Well, you sat with one of the most well-travelled people I think I've ever met. So you had a bit of time.
Yeah.
So tell us what happened then.
So I went back to my job. I was just working in Boots, you know, the pharmacist chemist.
Mm-hmm. Certainly.
Just working in Boots. So I just picked it up full time and then I just basically went on lots of lovely holidays.
Okay.
I went to New York for 2 weeks with my mum. It was her like dream holiday. So mm-hmm. we went there, then came back on the Queen Mary across the Atlantic.
Oh, fantastic.
It was amazing.
Very jealous of that, actually.
As if we're sat in the office listening to this. Go on, tell us some more lovely things.
Yeah. And then later on in that year, not to make you too jealous, I went to Sydney, Australia. It's always been a dream. Mm-hmm. Always. I just always wanted to go. I don't know why, but I think November that year I went to Sydney. I only went for two weeks, so it is a bit far to go just for 2 weeks.
I only went to Sydney for 2 weeks. My heart bleeds.
I can remember I did a walk in the Cheviots with a client event that we did a few years back, and Amy and I ended up spending a lot of the 12 miles walking together, didn't we? And it was a great day, brilliant weather,
really.
We were very lucky, and Amy was telling me all about her travel, and literally by the end of it I just wanted to be dropped off at Newcastle Airport on the way back down the A1. I was thinking I need to go somewhere, anywhere, but no, I didn't.
Sydney, here
I just went home.
It's not the same, is it?
Oh no, so, this is your attitude now. I don't want to continue.
So after that, after the year of everyone's dreams.
So yeah, after the holidays, I figured I needed to actually do something substantial with my life.
Okay.
Wasn't quite sure at that point if I wanted to do law, so that wasn't really an option then. Felt like I needed some more time. So I'd heard about TEFL, teaching English as a foreign language.
Right.
It'd always been something kind of new about, never really looked into. My mum had mentioned it before, so I looked into that. And basically you do, I think it's 3 months online training, and then you're a qualified English teacher, which means that you are qualified to go off to other countries and teach English there. So I did that for the beginning of 2016. Got the qualification whilst I was working at Boots. And then during that time, I also applied to do Camp America
to be
a camp counsellor. Again, something substantial to do almost. So managed to get a place as a camp counsellor. And I jetted off to the state of Maine.
Nice.
I don't know if you know it.
I did Camp America, and I can't.
You didn't.
I did. I don't know why.
When
you
was that?
I don't know why
when
you're
was
so
that
shocked.
David?
Well,
what year
you,
was that?
Will you remember, Leah, that I left school in 1992?
No. Uh-huh, of course, yeah.
That would have been around, Leah, 1994, 1995, and I was just outside Pennsylvania, I think, as I remember. Ooh. So I did 6 weeks there, and then went and travelled. And we actually bought a car for about six of us for about $500.
Wow.
And basically drove pretty much the length of the states, I think. And I just didn't realize quite how big Florida is. Florida
just
is a state.
States,
I mean,
are huge.
It hit Florida kind of at one point and was still driving about 6 hours later. Didn't realize quite how big it was. Don't know what happened to that car. Frightens me a little bit about going back to America, just in case I'm wanted.
Maybe you are,
we probably should edit that out, actually. But you know that we did sell that car on. But whether the paperwork ever got mislaid, but yeah, it did. It was a big old gold Cadillac. So yeah, Camp America. Okay, so you went and did Camp America, Amy?
Yes, I did Camp America, based in Maine, which is a state just above New York. So I was there for 3 months. I don't know if you haven't been to Maine. It's kind of like a much larger version of the Lake District.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of lakes, lots of mountains, very beautiful, very picturesque. So basically the camp was an all-girls camp. It was residential, so we had them all the time for either it was like 6 weeks or like 18 weeks, I think it was. And we were next to a lake, so you could just go canoeing and swimming and all of this great stuff, play tennis. Yeah, it really was amazing. And then after that, me and some girls did what you did, really. Mm-hmm. Rented a car, went on a road trip. So went from... Do you want me to list them?
Yeah.
Make
you
really jealous?
No, absolutely, please.
Yeah, so went on, from, make you cry.
Went from Maine to Boston, and then went to got a flight to Washington, which I think was my favourite place actually on that road trip. It was so historic. It's really, the museums are incredible. Would definitely recommend. And then from Washington to New York, the girls I'd been with hadn't been there before, but I had, so it was nice like to show them around.
Sure.
Then we flew from New York to LA, which took 5 hours, which, like, honestly, if you think about the size of this country compared to America, like, it's unbelievable it takes that long to fly across. And then, like, we did LA, San Diego, Yosemite, Grand Canyon, Vegas, and ended in San Francisco.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was incredible.
And then from there, did you go on and do your teaching abroad?
So from San Francisco, I flew home, was at home for 2 weeks, and then flew to Cape Town, where I did an internship teaching in a school with my TEFL qualification.
Right, fantastic. And then at any point throughout this, did the passion for law start to come back?
Yeah, I think by the time I came back from Cape Town, so I came back January 2017, I think by that point I'd had like a year and a half off and had like gone travelling and kind of, it's a cliche almost, but you know, like find yourself when you're travelling, because never done anything this massive or on my own before, so I cannot explain how beneficial that was for me as a person. And I think having that experience then made me realise actually what I do want, and has helped me undeniably in my career now. I wouldn't be the same person now that I was back then, and I don't think I would have been very good in my job now back then as I am now. So when I came back January 2017, I decided I need to start looking for law jobs. It's the right time. I feel like more comfortable now. And then in August 2017, I got a job as a education paralegal in Lancaster.
Right.
So west side of the country. Loved it. It was amazing. It was so nice to be back in law, to be practicing again, to be like actually putting what I'd learned from university in practice, because that was the first time I'd ever done it as a job.
Sure.
I always wondered if I had done my degree just full-time, whether I would have enjoyed law in the same way that I do now, because I think studying law is one thing, but being in practice is completely different.
100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really interesting that you say, you know, you kind of fell out of love with it, because if I think back to, like, my first year, you know, doing kind of contract and all the rest of it, if I had just sat and had to read those books all the time and I wasn't putting any of it into practice, I wonder if I would have felt similar.
Yeah, because, like, if you're just reading heavy textbooks for 4 years straight, and to be honest, it's all pretty dry, it does take a toll, and I think that will put some people off. But you have to remember that in practice it's literally the opposite, because you're actually drafting, you're seeing clients, you're on the phone, you're like communicating with people, you're actually putting what in the textbooks into practice, and I cannot tell you how different it is.
So then after then, what was the move up to the northeast to Sinton's? How did that come about? Because that was your next step, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I was really enjoying the education work in Lancaster, but I really wanted to be in the northeast. My family's from here, basically grew up here, went to university here, just love the northeast, always wanted to come back. And then thankfully I got the opportunity to interview for a paralegal job in our debt recovery team, and it went really well, and that's how I ended up being at Sinton's.
Okay, so you settled in really quickly in the debt recovery department. I remember your first day actually meeting you in this room that we're recording in now, which literally you sat there, I was sat there, and it seems like five minutes ago, and that's quite a few years, isn't it? So at what point did you then start considering applying for your training contract? Because were you here a year when you applied? Was it a little bit longer?
A little bit longer. So I started here, I think, February 2018. So quite a while ago now,
it is,
actually.
Yeah, it is.
Coming on 4 years, isn't it? And then
I was in a different decade of my age at that point.
Oh, were you? Which decade was that?
Not the one I'm in now. The one that follows on if you left school in 1992.
Yeah. I was going to say, you've already given it away.
Yeah, a little bit.
And I always knew that the route was going to be training contract and to become qualified. That was always the goal. But I didn't feel like I'd been at Sinton's for long enough to apply, because the application process is, forgive me, April. No, it's open now, isn't it? So
yes, we'll come on to the
dates.
But end of March is the deadline. Opens at the beginning of January. And then for your kind of graduate assessment week around June-ish.
Yes.
Interview in July with the managing partner and head of people services. So you're looking to start 2 years later in the September.
Yeah. So I felt, because I joined in the February, I didn't feel like I knew Sinton's enough to apply that year. And I just wanted to get connected to the work and connected to the firm and see how it was going. And because this was only, I'd only been working in law 6 months prior to this, so I did feel actually it was probably too soon to take the next step into the training contract, and just wanted a bit more time, getting a bit more experienced. So I applied in April 2019.
Yes.
Thankfully got through to the assessment week in July 2019.
Yeah. And then you obviously wowed everybody and had a thoroughly good assessment week. Passed it with flying colours, were offered the training contract to start 2 years later.
Yeah.
But you already had plans, hadn't you, at that point to take some time to actually finish with the firm and do a little bit more travelling before you,
yeah.
I guess, kind of settle down into effectively the training contract.
And the
9 to 5, really.
Yeah.
So, come on, tell us where you went.
So,
granted, it was a bit marred slightly by the pandemic, wasn't it, in terms of the dates that you thought you were going to the dates you actually ended up managing to travel.
So basically I picked the worst time imaginable to attempt to do any travelling whatsoever. But unfortunately, from my mum's point of view, I've caught the travelling bug. I now cannot be tied down. And so I always knew that I wanted to go travelling a bit more. And then because the training contract is 2 years ahead, that was literally the perfect timing in my eyes to go off and do a little bit more, because I knew that I was coming back to a job, which is very nice when you're off traveling, knowing you're coming back to something.
Absolutely. And quite rare.
Yes,
as well.
Very rare. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It put my mum's mind at ease a little bit. Mm-hmm. Only a little bit, though. She still wasn't happy. So the plan was to do 18 months of that 2 years traveling. So I would do 1 year teaching with my TEFL and then the 6 months travelling around. Unfortunately, COVID happened and that kind of put a stop to some of those plans. So I left Sinton's March 2020.
Just as it all kicked off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With the intention of going to teach English for a year in South Korea at the end of March 2020. And I think Boris locked down the country a week before I was meant to fly out to Korea. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, all got pushed back. But I suppose in retrospect, it was nice to spend that time with my family and to be at home.
And Cumbria is lovely in the spring, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's not a bad place to be based, the Lake District.
Not the worst places to be. Oh, no, this is true. But
I did manage to get out eventually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have to say, the visa process was an absolute pain. I will not be doing it again in coronavirus times. Everything was just far more complicated than it ever needed to be. But we got through that, we persevered, and then I flew out to South Korea in August 2020 for the year.
Now I understand why she needed a chronology.
That's why she's had to write it down. I couldn't remember all that.
She's having to write all the dates down.
Yeah.
I can't even remember where I was last week.
And then you came back in, well, you were back in August, weren't you?
Late August, beginning of September, I think it was.
We emailed, didn't we? So, when you were back and then started back with us last September. Yeah. That, I think, is a fantastic story, and you didn't disappoint. What I've loved about this podcast series from the very first time that Leah and I talked about potentially doing it, stood at my desk, I've loved the fact that everybody's different. Of the 14 people that we're going to speak to and hear from, everyone's different. And even if they have done things in a traditional route, which you did, you did your GCSEs, you went to sixth form, you went to university, LPC, so on and so forth. But the route that then took to lead you back here, and the fact that that wouldn't have been the right time for you, and as you said, you wouldn't be the trainee lawyer that you are now if you'd done that, then I think is an inspiration, and just really makes why I think these podcasts are so successful, because it is just showing how everybody's different, and everybody, you know, we've got a really eclectic mix, haven't we, here of different people and different personalities that work together to make such a fantastic environment, such a fantastic firm. So it's great to hear, and great that you're back. So you've come back in September, and you've done debt recovery work in the past, and obviously the type of work has allowed you to work cross-departmentally with a lot of other departments within the firm. But I guess you've got into neurotrauma for your first seat. And I guess that's completely different, because you hadn't done anything like that previously, had you? So how are you finding the seat?
I absolutely love it. It's a great seat. Really, really enjoying it. I think it's helpful to me that it's litigation, because debt recovery was also litigation. My education work was litigation-based. So it's helpful for me that it's litigation. It's helpful for me that it's based on the same software. I'm using Proclaim.
Yeah, I guess that will have helped, that there's some similarities there with the software.
Yeah, I think it also helps that obviously I've worked here before, so I kind of know the way the firm runs. I know a lot of people who are here already, so it's kind of like, it was very nice to come back and have everyone welcoming me back, and that's been helpful, I think.
Absolutely. Okay, so at this point we like to ask about you outside of work, but I'm not really sure there's much else that you can,
from packing your bags and jetting off,
really tell us, but obviously travel's a huge part of who you are.
Yeah.
You've been to some absolutely amazing places. Yeah. What do you do when you're tied to the northeast?
I'm tied down. I really love the theatre, I have to say.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I'm going to the theatre next Friday night.
What are you seeing?
Yeah, we're seeing the ballet.
Which one?
The Scottish Ballet of the Nutcracker.
It's incredible.
Because she's very excited about it, and she got us tickets for Christmas, like me, my mum, my dad, my brother. I think she kind of had in her head that it was going to be this really exciting like family night out. Yeah. And my brother was like, how long is this going to last?
Well, they're a decent length, aren't they?
Yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah. My brothers wouldn't go, so...
Yeah, well, she's bought him a ticket now. She'll guilt trip him to going. Yeah. He'll go.
I remember going to one many years ago, and I do seem to recall it was about 4 hours long. Okay, so theatre.
Yes, love the theatre. Very fortunate that Newcastle's got a great theatre
here.
And also, Sunderland has also got a really good theatre.
Yeah.
Good shows go there.
Empire is really good as well.
I love just being fit and active. Love walking, camping. I think one of the goals for me this year is, in Korea, because we were confined to Korea for the year, sadly, you know, very unfortunate. We had to explore Korea itself rather than go out to other countries. So spent a lot of weekends exploring the actual country.
Right, okay.
And I feel like I don't really do that with England.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Because you kind of like, you just live here, don't you? So you don't really kind of bother almost. So I think my goal this year is to explore more of our country. My family's based in the Lake District, so definitely more camping and walking needs to be done this year when the weather gets a bit nicer.
Do you know, I've actually started doing that with my daughter recently. We do one weekend a month where she picks a place and we go there.
Oh, lovely.
And we just look around it. And
what if she picked Sydney?
No, it has to be in England.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a shame.
I don't think I could quite do Sydney in the weekend. So she's getting to see a lot of the country because it is a fantastic country. It's beautiful.
Oh, it is, yeah.
We have
There's
some lovely
amazing
spots, especially
places.
Kind of like Northumberland way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Northumberland's lovely. Lake District
there.
is just one of my favourite places in the country. But there's just some amazing cities as well.
Yeah.
So
my friend just moved to Somerset and he keeps sending me pictures. No, I really
Somerset's
go.
Lovely.
I've never been down there.
Yeah,
the country
very nice.
Before, so.
Very nice indeed. Excellent. So it's at this point in the podcast where I talk to you about recruitment in Sintons, and Amy's just mentioned it earlier, but we are now recruiting for our trainee solicitors for September 2024 intake and solicitor apprentice to join us in September of this year. I have just done that a couple of times and got it quite wrong, so I'm quite pleased actually that I managed to get full sentences out there.
Surprised it's not September 2024 already.
Absolutely. You're very cheeky. Website plug, Leah, website address?
It is www.sintons.co.uk.
And on there you'll find an absolute wealth of information. There's some great brochures there. There's some great comments from our trainee solicitors and our solicitor apprentices where they chronicle their journeys. A lot of information, a lot of what we look for, a lot of what we're covering actually in these podcasts. And also, most importantly, the links to the online applications to actually physically apply. So if you are looking to apply to Sintons, those are your dates. We would really recommend that you do. It's a fantastic place to work with a fantastic culture and just so completely diverse. So Amy and I are now going to concentrate on our clients. So Amy, this is available on the website, but just talk to our listeners a little bit about our clients.
So Sintons is a mixture of commercial work and private client work, which means we have a really diverse range of clients, which is really interesting to work with. So we have healthcare providers, more medium enterprises, charities, ecclesiastical bodies, insurance and construction companies. But then we also have individuals who are here for divorce or family proceedings, just wanting to buy a house, just wanting to do the will, or are doing a PI claim. So each of the individual ones themselves provide different opportunities and you have to communicate with them in different ways. And then the commercial work as well, each of those will bring up their own challenges. So it's really good in Sintons, especially with the four different seats that you go to, you will interact with a variety of clients. And each of those clients require different things, so they'll all require a different skill set for you to communicate with them. They'll all have their own different expectations. The level of input with each client will be different. So it's just a really diverse range of clients, and it's an excellent opportunity for you to learn.
Thanks, Amy. So we talked at length about Sintons being a full-service law firm, and that being one of the strengths. If you look on the website, you'll see how our service offerings are split. Personal and family, which, as Amy said, covers everything from residential conveyancing, wills, trust, probate, estates, court of protection, and also matrimonial related issues. So that sits under personal family business, where we offer basically every service that a business could want, including debt recovery where you worked, employment, corporate, commercial, real estate, where Leah is now, our dispute resolution. I always erroneously leave a department out and I never mean to. Construction, licensing, we'll see full details are on the website. Healthcare, which brings together many of our specialists from across the firm to work for NHS trusts, GPs, dentists, and so on. And finally, serious and personal injury, which is where Amy is working now in Neurotrauma, where we are working on behalf of seriously injured individuals.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. So that takes us neatly into our left field question of the podcast.
Favourite time.
I've been looking forward to this.
Leah has prepared for us. So Leah, what is our left field question of the day, please?
So your left field question of today is, what would your karaoke song be?
Okay.
Amazing.
Well, I think, Leah, you've got to go first because you've had slightly more time to think about it.
Well, I've got two. I've got two go-tos. So one is just a classic. It's Sweet Caroline.
Right.
Everybody loves it. Classic. It's a people-pleaser. Gets the crowd going, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody joins in. My second one is a little bit more tricky, but it's ABBA, Chiquitita. Now, I've rehearsed this many times in the car and in the shower and I think I've got it off. That's a good one.
Amy, over to you.
So I never did karaoke until I went to Korea. They're really big into karaoke over there. So you can get like little individual rooms, so you're not singing to like a whole pub or whatever. So like you can go in on your own if you feel like that, or you can go in with like four friends. So my top ones are Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not very good at singing, but that's my go-to.
No, to be honest, when you've got that mic in your hand, no one cares.
You just go for it, don't you?
You do, you go for it.
And then the second one is Cher, Believe.
Oh, right, very good.
And then we always ended, every single time, always, with Queen Bohemian Rhapsody.
Right.
Oh, beautiful choice. Oh, excellent choice.
Thank you.
Now David has sat here like a Cheshire cat, aren't you, David?
David's wondering if he could just get away with not having to tell you.
No, you have to answer.
David,
come on.
Thinks he's a really good singer when David's had a couple of drinks, and unfortunately he isn't. And David has a go-to song that just seems to fit his range, and I believe it was originally released by Barry Manilow, but it is. You're laughing already. You really. I Made It Through the Rain by John Barrowman.
Would you like to give us a rendition?
Absolutely not. Okay, so on that point, I think I've humiliated myself and shared far too much information. That's it for episode 5. Just obviously wanted to thank Leah again for being with us and making this such a fun and engaging podcast. Thanks to Amy for sharing all that. I love your story. I never get tired of hearing it. And I love the route and I love where you are now. And it's so nice that, as I said, to have my friend back. So generally a great podcast. Episode 6, he says, looking at his sheet, is with Nathan Johnson, who is similar to Leah, a fifth year solicitor apprentice here at Sintons. He was part of the first cohort of solicitor apprentices that joined the firm when the scheme was brand new and it's in its first year. He currently works in the residential conveyancing team. He's a great guy. You'll really enjoy listening to him and hearing from him. I'm looking forward to recording it with him. As I say, in each of these podcasts, these are a slightly lighter tone than some of the more formal podcasts that we release. And that's done deliberately because what we're trying to do as you're looking to apply, it is quite a daunting process. We're trying to show you the human side behind the firm, behind the people, and to show you that there is all different routes and types of people, and it is never too late to get into law. If it's something you want to do, then we would all recommend that you actually do that. So slight more levity than we would have normally, but obviously done deliberately, and hopefully you're enjoying it. I think by the figures you are enjoying it, so that's absolutely fantastic. We will speak to you again in a week. Leah will be over tonsillitis. I'm off to a karaoke bar and we will speak to you next time. Stay safe, everyone. Take care.